Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. So buckle up, buttercups, and here we go. So for 24 years, living on our cattle farm in rural Victoria has meant a constant struggle with internet access. Telstra black spots, thanks to the valleys that surround us, have turned simple tasks like making a call or checking an email into frustrating ordeals. We've endured years of unreliable landlines, especially in bad winters with waterlogged pits, and then slow ADSL, and then finally the limitations of satellite internet. Finally, Starlink arrived on our horizon and brought the reliable high-speed connections we craved. Setting it up took a mere 5 minutes, a stark contrast to the weeks of waiting and hassles we faced with other providers. Now, with real-time data and the speed that Starlink offers, our internet is no longer a source of frustration but a powerful tool for our businesses. So here's a bit of an insight into our journey. So it's cup of tea time. So I am that girl who stands on the shed on one leg to get a strong enough signal to make a call from my Telstra mobile account. Where we live, we are in a registered Telstra black spot, and our journey with communications over the last 24 years has been interesting, to say the least. When we first arrived from Melbourne, where we had had cable internet and we were spoilt possums, we'd come up here to a copper wire landline that was unusable in winter. The old concrete telecom pits filled with water, and there was a constant crackling on the line. The great thing was the opportunity. Every time you did try to make a phone call, you would end up with what we called the party line. You would hear three other conversations that were happening at the same time. Interesting. So you would just put the receiver or the handset down and you would use it again later when nobody was making calls. I was told for 3 years by the experts that the crackling on the line was due to electric fences. I called Baloney and I asked everybody on our road to turn their electric fences off for 1 hour on a Friday morning. I had a friend who was very techie record the difference between fences on and fences off. I then rang the regional manager of Telstra for the Northeast and I gave him our findings. He said to improve the quality of the lines, Telstra would have to install a booster halfway down the road. I asked how much that booster would be and he said it'd be about $1,800. He said, but at this stage, it's not worth the investment for the road, given the costing of installation and upgrading infrastructure for the number of residents or account holders. So as you do, I pondered this whole situation and I worked on the return on investment from a business perspective. I worked out what I'd spent with Telstra, plus, of course, my shares that I had at the time. You know, that was a big investment when I was 17. And I've been sending money to Telstra every 3 months. And then, of course, they then turn to monthly bills. So every month I've been sending them money. And when I added all this up, it equated to about $100,000+. I also factored in my estimated spend and what I would spend in the next couple of years. And alone, I thought, I'm worth the $1,800 investment, not to mention the other 26 plus landholders who also are spending money every 3 months. I did suggest that I could lend him the money. What a cheeky possum. Needless to say, 3 weeks later, a shiny new booster was installed. Down the track, we migrated to ADSL, and that was fine, except you had to make coffee in between every email. You couldn't use the internet reliably, and for early adopters such as us, it was just too painful. It's like watching grass grow. Next was satellite. The SkyMaster satellites were these amazing GEO communications operated by NBN Co, a new company, and built by SSL. Launching in 2016, we signed up as fast as we could. We were like chips and seagulls. You know that old seagull eating chip episode that you have when you go to the beach? We were just into it. We loved satellite and we thought we were the bee's knees. We were data governed when a second satellite was going up and we thought our throats had been cut. Our allocated allowance of 80 gig, oh my God, went down to 20 gig. Now this was on a month-to-month basis. And it was painful. So many mornings I'd have to drive up the end of our road, log on to Telstra using my Telstra data, and update all the devices, because if I did it at home, we would have no internet left for the remainder of the month. And for two people in business who travelled from Melbourne and thought, you know, this tree change could be the best thing since sliced bread, that actually soured it a bit. That whole relocation thing, you just don't understand how much businesses rely on connectivity. And we need to be able to compete with our country cousins in all aspects of conducting a business, from emailable quotes, accountancy packages, Internet of Things, and logging into portals as needed. I started getting a little worried with Sky Muster, and in around the time when the Cherubs were starting to rely on more and more internet, not only for entertainment but for school purposes, and us for education purposes, if we didn't watch the data usage like hawks, we would end up losing our internet allocation in just 2 weeks. 1 month we actually bought an additional pack, but it was so slow that redeeming the extra $65 we paid for it was a total waste of money and time at that stage. Now, we were paying anywhere between $80 to $139 a month, and it was just absolutely astronomical, because on top of that, we were paying for Telstra data that we could not access unless we drove to the highway. We did a deal with Telstra and both of our mobile accounts. We bumped up our data as high as it could go for each mobile phone. So then when we left the property, we could get a good signal and we could access the internet, do the updating, all of those things. But how frustrating was it to interact with any service provider who then asked for a token code or a security code, and it would expire by the time I headed out to grab the code and race back to put the verification code in. You can imagine, it just expire in 5 minutes. We just laughed and laughed at the time. And then I would have insult to injury. I'd have Telstra representatives ring me and say, "Oh my God, have we got a deal for you? We've got this dongle. It's going to change your life." And I'd just hear myself saying, "Oh, please just don't. Please just stop ringing." Then I heard about SkyMuster Plus. And that was about the time that we joined this amazing group, BIRRR, on social media. After working out, now there's lots of acronyms, FTTC or FTTB or FTTN didn't apply to our situation, not even FW, because of where our valleys are placed. We started to learn about the different data usage allowances and tech and all the amazing lobbying that this team of amazing volunteers did and still does. So we signed up. Well, we upgraded to SkyMuster Plus. At the same time, I decided to complete an online MBA, and I even learned then how hard it was going to be, not only because of the age people, and it had been a long time, but SkyMuster Plus had ongoing dropouts and diminishing download speeds, and the assessments just would not load due to the latency. You know, we'd have these huge lag times. So I'd be logged out every hour. On some days, it seemed I was logged out every 15 minutes. Drove me nuts. So back to Telstra on the side of the road I did. I did 4 major assessments in an 8-week block on the side of the road with my laptop hotspot to my Telstra mobile, and that's how I lived my life for nearly 3 years. But now we're tough. We survived that. We then made the big family business decision that SkyMuster Plus was just not cutting the mustard anymore. We were paying out all this money for months, and latency was still an issue, and we were still governed in a way. We weren't allowed to go over our data allowance, but if you did, you know, it'd always be halfway through downloading something, then it'd be lag, or you'd be bumped out and you'd have to start all over again. And we've been watching, out of interest, this guy enter stage left, and his name was Elon Musk, and he was talking about his satellites. Now, it could have been a bit of a worry because it's private enterprise, but it's not based in Australia. But sometimes you got to support private enterprise because it can move and shake much quickly and more innovative than any level of government. We were dubious, as I said, but we'd been promised so many things over the last 24 years. Lots of fluff and bubble and no consistency, no real-time information. The data was always a month behind. We could see our power consumption with our solar on an hourly basis, but not our internet usage. So we signed up to Starlink and I ran the two satellite accounts side by side, one with its own data and setup app, the other one still a bit flying blind. Even had the Sam Nose monitoring device hooked up to SkyMuster Plus. Now, in comparison, SkyMuster took 4 weeks from sign up to get hooked up. We had to update to various bits of roof junk, as I call them, over the years. But now, of course, we don't use them. We've got nowhere for them to go. And they've been discontinued. So they just sit on my roof and their predecessors sit in the paddock. And closing that account took many emails back and forth. It was not a smooth process. ISPs just really need to get their act together. Whereas Starlink took me 5 minutes to get a signal after a six-week wait of the infrastructure coming out from America. And then instantly we had super speeds according to the ping rates recorded by family members. Our ping rates had gone from 600 to 1,000 on SkyMuster Plus down to 30 on Starlink. A gamer's dream. So you can guess who used the Starlink network like while I battled on with SkyMuster Plus. After 4 weeks of the continued NBN modem and wireless router needing to be rebooted every couple of minutes, it seemed, we'd have the constant orange light of death, we stopped our SkyMuster Plus account. So we've been on Starlink since 2021 and we are loving it. So what have I learned? The biggest lesson is businesses need a few options when it comes to connectivity. The challenge is around where you are located and what support you can get. For us at that time, the biggest support we had and still have is the BIRRR group. They were a real beacon of hope. During our struggles with SkyMuster, we discovered this incredible group on social media. And they are a dedicated group of volunteers who advocate for better internet access in rural Australia. They provided us and everybody that follows them and whoever asks with valuable information on data usage, including allowances, technology updates, and actively lobbied to governments for improvements. Connecting with this community provided much needed support and a sense of solidarity with others facing similar challenges. Starlink has transformed our lives. We can use the internet for work, education and entertainment without limitations. And our story serves as a bit of a testament to the urgent need for improved rural internet infrastructure. And so does BRRR. This is why they exist. And we really do need innovative solutions such as Starlink to bridge that whole digital divide. So if you're out there listening and you're struggling with poor internet access across rural Victoria, Australia, know that you're not alone and you really need to connect up with this advocacy group like BIRRR for support and information. And with this group, you can explore all your options regardless of location. That's what I like. Now, just a little bit more on this group. I'm a bit of a fan. They really are a champion for better rural internet in Australia. Now, this group was founded in 2014 by Kylie Stretton and Christy Sparrow, and it really began as a Facebook group for people who were frustrated with limited speeds, data caps and high cost in rural areas. Now, this group is still a vital online community growing with 15 odd thousand members. I think it's up to around 15,300, something like that. Anyway, being part of this group, I've noticed it's a real diverse group. There are individuals of all ages, businesses, small businesses, medium businesses, large businesses, local government reps, all united by the need for improved rural connectivity. The group itself is driven by its volunteer leadership team. And I mean, Kylie and Christy are pretty amazing. So is Julie. There's a whole heap of them. And they really are quite a powerful, better business bush comms voice. Better bush business as well. And they advocate continually for affordable and reliable internet access across the country. The group itself, and yes, I'm a bit biased, offers a comprehensive support network, including their website. So it's got all those valuable resources on it that you need it. And those dedicated team of volunteers just keep helping people. They keep advocating. And they leverage off these volunteers who have got huge amounts of information and expertise. So they've got data analysis, they've got technical advisors, website designers and submission writers, you name it. And it's just amazing because they're able to tackle complex issues and present well-researched arguments to government. The group operates independently, free from political influence and bias towards specific technologies or providers in a way. Their focus is solely delivering the best possible internet solutions for rural Australians. Now, here are some notable achievements of the team. They were able to secure unmetered access to educational websites on mobile broadband from Telstra. They were able to influence and still do policy changes such as the NBN SkyMaster double data plan. And they've advocated for improved regional internet access to options like SkyMaster Plus program. And now they've started working around this whole concept of connectivity literacy to empower rural Australians by demystifying internet options. Because I don't know about you, but every time you open up any email about all the options, you start to glaze over. It's pretty full on. So I hope this has inspired you to ensure your connectivity challenges are dealt with, and that if you get stuck, consider joining a support group like this one if needed. Tune in for part two. It's a poem that I wrote with AI about this whole journey. Bye. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on social media, sign up for my newsletter, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. And remember, anything is possible, especially in northeast of Victoria. Till next time, cheerio.